Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about the sport of competitive cycling and bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Yikes. And we're having some microphone issues. Check, 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 check. All right. That's a little better. It's Monday, October 17th. Another crappy Monday. The equipment doesn't work. Damn it. That never happens here at Kill Radio. Today we've got race results from the Central Coast Cyclocross and also Mount Baldy Hill Climb, recently held in Southern California, including the awards ceremony as well. And we've got some sounds of the Bike Magazine Mountain Bike Cruise, an awesome cruise in the Caribbean. Caribbean Mountain Bike Cruise was sponsored by Bike Magazine, where we took mountain bikes on board the boat. Mountain biked on Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and Cozumel, Mexico. An awesome trip. We got some sounds from that, as well as some interviews with some of the organizers, including Bobby of Izzy Cycles and Ron Archer himself of Archer Travel. And what else we've got? The awards ceremony and post-event barbecue at Mount Baldy. And also Zach talks about Taleo Racing in Northern Cal. So right now, let's go to Zach from Northern Cal and Northern Cal wrap up talking about Taleo Racing.
Okay, Northern California, another big weekend of cross racing for NorCal. Run and done. The Central Coast Series at Manzanita Park was some of the very best racing of the season in Northern Cal so far in 2011. Huge, tremendous day of racing turned out to be. Congratulations to Karen Brems for Rambusky Law and Andy Jacques Mains, Bissell Pro Team, on their elite victories at Manzanita Park. But the most amazing race of the day, actually, at CCX number 4, Manzanita Park, was the Masters Men's 35+, Cat 1s through 4s. The group came down to the top four riders on the course, all being past USA Cycling Cyclocross Masters National Champions. An awesome race. This just demonstrates the true talent that the CCCX races and other NorCal events have on the Masters Start grid. It was national champions Alan Coates for Cal Giant, Justin Robinson also with Cal Giant, Don Myra, IbisBicell.com, and Todd Hofer for Cal Giant. And they separated themselves from the others and put on quite a battle for those lucky enough to witness the racing. And in the end, it came down to just Myra being squeezed out by the Cal Giant duo of Robinson and Coates. Myra could only watch as the high-flying Coates bunny-hopped a board section at the top of a 15% grade hill and then sailed away for the win while Robinson claimed next best. These four riders simply upped the stakes for the other Masters riders in NorCal. If you want to hit the front of this pack, you better come prepared. And congratulations to Devin Gorey, Rambusky Law, for her strong riding down south, also at the LA UCI Cross Races. Gorey cracked the top five and represented on a stellar podium of elite women at the UCI races. Other elite women racers from NorCal to make the top 10 were Sarah Miley, Ventana Mountain Bikes, Courtney Dimple, Team Rambusky Law, and Emily Thurston, also from Stevens. Okay. We'll have complete results from the Central Coast Cyclocross coming up shortly.
Sorry, Zach. That was actually me. Sorry, Zach. Here's Zach on Taleo Racing.
Hey, Bike Sport Radio listeners. This is Zach from Taleo Racing, Northern California. Big congrats to everybody who raced this year so far for us. Because of our results in the past 2 weeks, Taleo Racing has moved from 6th place to 5th place in the overall NCNCA team competition. 1 weekend to go up here in Northern California. Henleyville and Oakland Grand Prix are coming up next. Big congratulations to the Men's Masters 35-4s and 45-4s for locking up the NCNCA district team titles. An absolutely fantastic result to take the titles in both age groups. No doubt Cytomex fueled their success. We've also got 12 individual race wins within the last 6 months. Big congratulations to Jimmy Pham for being top point scorer for the team and for making his goal on moving from Cat 4 to Cat 2. Phenomenal success, Jimmy. Big congratulations to Jeff Botello for his year in the 45-4s, locking in a tie for first place in the individual 45-4s race category. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Taleo, also Vittoria and KMC Chain. You can find us online at taleoracing.com, and also interact with us on Facebook and Twitter under Taleo Racing, where you can check out all of our awesome sponsors.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Got a different microphone, a different slider here. So this is amateur radio on Kill Radio, Bike Sport Radio. If anybody has a Mackie Series 1402 mixer, we could certainly use a replacement here at Kill Radio. All right, upcoming events. We got some upcoming race results coming at you now. Bike Sport Radio's here at the Mount Baldy Hill Climb, bringing it back after, 20 years? Okay, you remember, Jim? 20 years?
Mount Baldy? At least that.
20 years, Mount Baldy Hill Climb.
And
at the finish line up here. We've got a couple of half-dead riders and cooked flat tires and everything. Vince Lombardi setting the new record in the men's 104.58. I'm sorry, 101.28. With a 101.28. He's a Cat 4, believe it or not. Adam Zine, your winner in the beginners with a 117.02. Nick Gillock picking it up for the Cat 3s, 115.14. Nicholas Tarrant in the juniors, 110.55. Christian Snyder picking up the win with a 129.59 in the Masters 60+. Masters 50+, Kerry Downs setting the pace with 126.08, just 40 seconds faster than Cleve Law in second place. And in the 30+ Cat 4s 5s, 111.49 was your winning time set by Jose Lopez.
Are all of these beginner, or which ones are beginner?
These are beginner here.
She
says beginner, men.
30+,
4.5s, 50+, and so on. So,
All right.
Brought to you by Jack's Bicycles. We'll be heading over to the Jack's Bicycles after-event free barbecue for the racers. Free barbecue at Jack's Bikes. We'll be heading over there shortly from Bike Sport Radio at the Mount Baldy Hill Climb. Got some race results for you from the Mount Baldy Hill Climb. Mount Baldy Hill Climb, September 25th. And setting the new record with an awesome time. Vincent Lombardi riding for Velo Club Lagrange with a 101.28. Picking up the win in the junior men, Nicholas Tarrant with a 110.55. Men's Cat 3s, 109.14. Nick Gillock taking that win. Masters 30+ Cat 3s and 4s, Jose Lopez with a 111.49. And in the men's Masters 50+, by 40 seconds over Cleve Law, Kerry Downs picks up that win with a time of 126.08. And in the beginner men's, third place going to Efrain Olivares with a 123.47. Ivan Flores taking second with 118.46, and your winner was Adam Zine with a time of 117.02. And that was the Mount Baldy Hill Climb presented by Jack's Bicycle Center. Look for the Mount Baldy Hill Climb to return in 2012 also. Again, new course record set by Vincent Lombardi, 101.28. And more race results. This from Northern California. Central Coast Cyclocross. And that's at Manzanita Park. October 16th. Elite Men's
Rounding out the podium, Keith Hillier in third place, riding for Mark Pro Strava. Second place going to Cal Giants' Justin Robinson. And your winner also from Cal Giants Specialized, Andy Jacques Mains. In the single speed men's, A's, Ibis Bicel Cesar Chavez taking that win. And in the elite women's, category 1 through 4s, Karen Brems was your winner, riding for Team Rambusky Law. Masters men's 35s, category A's, third place Don Myra, riding for IbisBicel.com. Cal Giants' Justin Robinson taking second. And Cal Giants' Specialized James Coates taking the win. Masters men's 45s. It was a Cal Giants Specialized sweep. Third place going to John Mundilius. Second place, Tao Bernardi. And your winner, Gannon Mayall. Masters men's 55s. Family Cycling Center's John Brown taking that win. Masters women 35 plus. Team Roaring Mouse's Bev Cheney took the win there. And in the Masters women's 45s, Red Racing's Cheryl Shuey picking up the win. Men's B's, Cat 3's 4's. Third place going to Audi's Mari O. Hernandez. Second place, Scotts Valley Cycling Sports, Gabriel Forsyth. And your winner from Swami's Cycling Club, James Enright. Men's Masters 35 plus B's, Bay 101 HRS Rock Lobsters, John Mason taking that win. Masters men's 45 plus B's, third pillar's Chip Gale was your winner there. Single speed men B's, Team Wrong Ways, Mike Urbina taking that win. And in the women's B's, Cat 2-3's 4's, BuySell.com, Sofia Gomez Villatone. And your winner in the men's Cat C's, Tam Bikes, James Norton. Junior men's 15 to 18. Matt Schopp taking the win there. Junior men's 10 through 14, BuySell.com's Chris Hyde. And your winner in the junior girls, BuySell.com's Isabella Myra. You can get complete results for the Manzanita Park Central Coast Cyclocross race number 4, held on October 16th at cccxcycling.com.
Okay. Race results. Recent race results, Northern and Southern California here on Bike Sport Radio. If you want to promote your event or talk about your team or anything to do with bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes, be sure and give us a shout at marketing@backontrackproductions.com or if you want to be a guest on our show. And also, we do have call-ins occasionally at 213-252-0998. That's our studio line. Upcoming events. Central Coast Cyclocross Series continues on October 22nd in Northern California. Three locations. Every show we have these sirens. Every show. Never fails. So you know it's live here at Bike Sport Radio, right from our studios in Koreatown. The sirens at noon. Always going by. Somebody got shot. Who knows? October 22nd, coming up, the Central Coast Cyclocross Series continues with racing for all categories, juniors, men, women, masters, single speeders as well. October 22nd, Northern Cal. And various locations, Fort Ord in Monterey, Manzanita Park, Prunedale, or Toro Park, Salinas. Check out cccxcycling.com for complete details. And coming up next weekend, we've got a Southern California Cyclocross weekend, SoCal Cyclocross at the Cochile Valley Cycle Fest on Friday. That's right, a Friday night race brought to you by racersandchasers.com. Categories for active military and military veterans, as well as pro hammerheads and super hammerheads and regular hammerheads, public hammerheads as well. prizes, merchandise cash. Find out all the details again at racersandchasers.com. First race starts at 3 p.m., and that's in the Coachella Valley at the Empire Polo Fields in conjunction with the weekend's Coachella Valley Cycle Fest and this weekend's SoCal Cyclocross, which then continues on Sunday, October 23rd, with a Black Cat Cross. The Black Cat Cross brought to you by Spy Optics and hosted by Back on Track Productions with media coverage by Bike Sport Radio. Black Cat Cross and Ultra Cross has just been added. The Ultra Cross is a new category, open men's and open women's categories. That's 3 hours of cyclocrossing, if you can take it, if your back can stand it. 3 hours of cyclocross, the Ultra Cross and Black Cat Cross. An awesome event coming up in Palos Verdes Estates among Million Dollar Homes in Southern California, part of the SoCal Cyclocross scene. Visit SoCalCyclocross.org or BackOnTrackProductions.com for details on that event. Okay, so once again, if you want to be a guest on Bike Sport Radio, give us a shout at marketing@BackOnTrackProductions.com or call us during one of our shows at 213-252-0998. And we also feature sounds of bike racing, bike racers, and fun things as well. We've got sounds from the Mount Baldy Hill Climb post-event barbecue hosted by Jax coming up next, as well as sounds from Bike Magazine's Mountain Bike Cruise. So sit back and enjoy the sounds of bikes on Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio is here at the after race event at Jax Bicycles of Claremont. Big thanks to Jax for helping out. Thanks, Ben. Ben's a fan in the barbecue over there.
You're welcome.
And it's just casual chit-chatting and stuff. And we got Stephanie here also talking about the 8 locations. And tell us about the new team, actually. So you mentioned something about the new team?
Yes, Jax is coming up with it's not necessarily a racing team, although we would like that to develop within time. But we're going to start a club with Jax where anybody can join and come out and ride. And there's going to be a free membership as well as a membership more for the racing type. And just come out and ride, have fun, and that'll be developing in the next 3 weeks. So look for us on jaxbicycles.com.
Fantastic. There'll be clubs, like group rides out of each shop. You can have a group ride?
Yes. We already have group rides, which are posted on our website at the different 8 locations. But this is going to be more developed, more people. It's going to have a better set schedule to have people showing up all the time.
Very cool. Very cool. And you have a new line of, you were talking about a new line you were carrying at Jax. A little bit about that?
Yes, we have Pearl Izumi now in all of our stores, and that was recommended by a lot of our clients, so we got that for them, and everybody seems to be enjoying it. We are having a lot of orders of it.
Yes, Pearl Izumi's been around, and they're good stuff, huh? Good stuff. All right, so find out more about Jax at
JaxBicycles.com.
JaxBicycles.com. That's with an X, JaxBicycles.com. Anything else you want to add to either of you, Ben, or stuff?
Just have fun, guys. Go back to basics. Enjoy riding, and
all right,
yeah, grow the community.
Very well said. All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
You'll be on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks. Bike Sport Radio is here in the conference room on the Bike Magazine Cruise with Bobby from Izzy Cycles. Tell us about today's ride on Jamaica.
Well, we're in Falmouth, Jamaica. We just got here. It's Wednesday morning. We're going to get off the ship and take some luxury buses over to our trailhead where we're going to ride at a 1,600-acre horse ranch owned by a very nice Jamaican lady, and ride with a couple guys on horseback and 40 of us on bicycles.
Escorts.
Yeah, horseback
right.
Escorts. Very
all
cool.
Right. Up mountains, down mountains?
We're going to do some elevation changes. We'll have about 2,000 feet of climbing, some descending. We'll do some flat ground riding. There's going to be lots of mud. It rained this morning, so the conditions are pretty much as good as you could ask for on a mountain bike ride.
Sweet. All right. Bike Sport Radio. We'll be starting the ride soon. We'll be talking to you later on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks a lot.
Sounds of the ride on Jamaica here. We're on one of the stops on the uphill here at Bike Sport Radio, where it's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bike. What's your name, sir?
Derek.
Derek, how you feeling? Wet and tired, huh?
Not too bad.
Not too bad,
I'm trying
yeah.
to save something.
You're up here with a lead group.
Surprising.
All right. And there's Joe Parkin.
Joe Perkins right there. We'll talk with Joe later, maybe. And our tour guides, we got Michael Foley, Slippers. I forgot the rest of their names. Somebody that starts with a K, okay, here in Jamaica. And it's like 150% humidity. We're coming back to you later on Bike Sport Radio.
We're at the top.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the top of something. We're halfway up.
We're halfway up?
In Jamaica?
What?
On.
I think we're all halfway up.
What is that?
Halfway up. We're halfway up. I don't know. There's a waterfall. I mean, not a waterfall. There's a, what is that, a well?
Oh, is there?
Yes, there's a well right over there. You can go in, but you can't.
Throw myself into it?
You can go in, but you can't get out.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're all sitting here in the shade.
What's everybody think?
I don't know. What do you think, ma'am?
It's hot. Humid.
It's hot and humid.
I'm only get hot when I stop in the sun.
It's oppressively hot.
I'm
well said.
The ocean would sound good right now.
The ocean sounds.
The ocean is all around us.
I know.
It's all around us, man.
We're not there yet.
Okay. Bike Sport Radio, we're coming back at you later. And I'm Brad to the bone. Bike Sport Radio is now on our second ride on the Bike Magazine Mountain Bike Cruise. And we're sitting here on the Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman Islands, with Bob and Mitch and Brenda. And there's Joe over there, Joe Parkin. And who wants to say something to Bike Sport Radio? Are you excited about the ride today? Say no.
Yeah, looking for...
It's flat.
It's got to be something fun they'll find for us. Some obstacles. Hopefully no flats today.
Yeah, we'll be on the road a lot, so we're just touring the Grand Caymans, all flat, and we're all staying together, right?
We get the ride on the other side of the road.
Oh, that's right. It's wrong side of the road driving. Yeah.
The other side.
The other side. The other side. Okay. Well, let's see how many of us can figure that out quickly. That'll be interesting. All right. So we might have some excitement later.
The beach riding around Palos Verdes.
Oh, that's right. Hey, the worst day riding beats the best day working. So there. So there you have it. We'll be talking to you later on Bike Sport Radio. Salt Creek Dykes we're at right now. We're listening to The Explanation.
Well, what has happened
about what the dikes are for.
The last development here in the last 25 to 30 years, the dikes have disappeared. So when Ron and him asked me about, you know, I got some mountain bikers coming out. We want to go mountain biking. I said to myself, now where in Cayman I can take people out for mountain biking? I can take them on some beautiful roads. Yeah, we got that. Overdevelopment. That's what it's called today. But who would have known that mountain bike would have been such a vast sport as it is today, and one of the fastest growing sport in North America, and as well in the world. It's an actual Olympic sport today, as we all know, and many major international games.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, had I known that, I would tell them 30 years ago, hold off on the dikes. We want to keep it there if some mountain bike is going to come down. But anyhow, this is the last virgin territory of what our interior had looked like 40 plus years ago. And dikes was all over the place. If I take you to place today, what is roads and big development today? It'll look just like this. Just like what you see here. And what has happened, some of this property has been bought up by a big investor. Gentleman name is Ken Dart. You all might have heard of him. The Styrofoam Cups. His father used to work for DuPont. And when he worked for DuPont, he stumbled across this, how to make styrofoams. And today what we all know is Dart Styrofoam Cup. Look at the bottom, you see D-A-R-T. He was a big investor in this country for the last 12 to 15 years, and he bought up much of this development. Some right now, a month ago, they've actually broke an agreement to make a road partly through this dike to connect the inner district of West Bay. Because we only got one road coming in and out. This is West Bay Road here. So which part we came in here, so we about a mile to get into the other district where we're going. But what we're doing, we're going through the dikes into West Bay. So what they're doing, they're going to do a double road, yeah, a highway, so to speak. And all of this, now you come back here in 5 years' time, some of this might be like this, some it'll be gone and lost. So I just want you to enjoy what is left today of what we call the dike roads. And you can get lost in here because it's all like this and like this. So okay. I just had to, if you see all of this though, I actually had to mark it out early this morning. Because somehow I get out like, where is it? I can't remember where to go. And I don't have no GPS.
We're still waiting on a few people went the wrong way.
Yeah, okay. So,
all right, the dikes.
And what you
little red arrows on the ground here.
Interior, where we stand in, that's how it was once. Yeah. So
how did that help the mosquito program?
Well, how it happened, because the mosquitoes, then they would mosquitoes basically like water, like fresh water, yeah, for the eggs and stuff.
Right.
So when they dug this in, this is a mixture of brackish water, groundwater, and salt water, which is a perfect place for the mosquitoes then to bring them from out of the villages. What we had in those days, it was so bad in those days, you could do like this, and your hand would be full of blood. Out of water, like. And it was so much mosquitoes that would kill the cows, the cattle, and the goats and stuff, the little that we had here, yeah? And I'm just talking about 50, 60 years ago. I gotta tell you, okay, my dad's developed, you know? I tell you, it just kicked off like that. It was a very expensive destination, as you can tell. I was just telling Bob a while ago that a gallon of milk costs about $7. About $7 US, just to give you an idea.
All right.
But driver, hold on, yeah.
Hey, Bike Sport Radio is on the road to hell in the Grand Caymans. I'm going to see if I can catch up to the big man of the tour, Bike Magazine's editor, Joe Parkins.
Water's coming.
Here we go. Bike Sport Radio is catching up to Joe. Joe Parkins here. On the road to hell! We're with Bike Sport Radio. This is internet radio, Joe. And, continuing along. This is awesome! Absolutely awesome! What a great idea to do, Bike Magazine. How you doing, Joe?
Really good.
We are on the road to hell. And what do you think? We're about halfway through this Caribbean bike tour by Mountain Bike Magazine. We're going to island hop. We've already visited Jamaica. We're on the Grand Caymans riding our mountain bikes.
Well, the road to hell is basically where I'm always at. So it's kind of par for the course. But we're having a good time. Something different, for sure.
Absolutely. And this is just the way to go. I mean, rather than sitting in the tourist shops and stuff, we're out actually seeing the countryside and the whole thing. And this is the first time we've done this, right?
First time. Yep, exactly. The first time, I think the first time it's been done, period.
Yeah, first time ever on a cruise ship, taking your mountain bikes and riding once you get to land. Way cool. Well, we'll be talking to you again soon, and we're continuing on the road to hell. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
So Bike Sport Radio's here at the Bike Wash now in Cayman Islands. The conclusion of the ride. And we did 124 feet of climbing.
Anybody
want to
ride?
Woohoo! And we did 25 miles. Right? 25 miles?
Yep.
Anybody want to say hi, Bike Sport Radio?
Hi, Bike Sport Radio! From the Caymans, man!
From
so
the Caymans.
Nice.
All right. And we're going to be washing all the white mud off. We got our bellies full of beer and turtle soup. And
Cayman beer.
Coming back to you. Next stop is Cozumel, right? Cozumel on Bike Sport Radio. Yeah, yeah.
Friday, October.
Bike Sport Radio is here on Friday on the Bike Magazine. Bike Magazine Tour on Cozumel.
October 7th.
Just past the prison, and we took a south and east and west and south and east and west. Where are we now?
We went through water, and we are somewhere by rocks, trees.
In the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere. That sounds good. Welcome
so good.
To the jungle.
So, nice.
So good. Yeah, you, sir, what do you think of the ride so far?
Nice and wet.
Nice and wet, huh? Yeah, I see you're all muddy and everything. Your bike doesn't look as dirty as you, though.
It's holding up, cracked or not.
Cracked or not. That's right, you got the cracked frame. Bomber. All right, so we're in search of the bathhouses, I believe, or the sauna, I think they call it. What do they call it in Spanish, in Espanol?
Sauna, and I think we are in the sauna because it's really hot out here.
Because it's really hot.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Brad of the Bone from Bike Sport Radio. We'll be talking to you later. Everyone, Bike Sport Radio is at the final destination of the Bike Magazine Mountain Bike Tour. And we're in Cozumel. What bar are we at, Ron?
La Barracuda.
La Barracuda. All right. And Ron Archer here. And what did we do today? Tell us what we did today.
Well, we did some running through the jungles and ended up over at a great little palapa over about 6 miles southeast of town. Mm-hmm. And got through some very interesting jungle two-track overgrown vegetation, and ended up on some good dirt roads, and then ended up at a bar, had a couple of beers, and came back and now we're at another bar.
That's right, and we saw Cozumel as nobody else gets to see it, huh?
Yeah, I guess you guys, part of the group went through town. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, in the backwoods, in the country and everything. We saw prison, we saw a bicycle graveyard, we saw all kinds of cool stuff. All right, how do people find out more about the bike tour?
Archer Travel, www.archertravel.com or 1-800-ARCHERS.
Woohoo! All right, Archer Travel rules, archertravel.com. Thanks, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Would you like to know?
Hold on.
We're recording now. Bike Sport Radio here is at the final day, right?
Right.
Of the
Thank God.
Bike Magazine. What the hell did you do to your arm? What's your arm doing in the sling?
Well,
I'm here with Bobby, by the way.
We were riding, and I kind of took a look backwards to go see the rest of my group, and I looked forward, and there was a curb, and I did the stupid one. I managed to go on the entire ride all 3 days and hurt myself about a mile from the last stop, so...
Dude!
Anybody that's ever mountain bike knows that shit happens.
Well, that's the best time to hurt yourself rather than the first day, right?
Yeah, I'd say it probably is. At least now I can go back and lick my wounds on the ship, so luckily it's very, very lucky.
Woohoo!
And we're here at Barracuda.
Drinking and eating.
The Barracuda Bar right on the beach there. A couple people are out snorkeling, swimming. We got bike wash going on behind us. We're about to get back on the boat in a couple of hours. We're going to do, we rented out this big wave machine on the ship tonight. We're going to have about 40 people on the back of the boat. And,
Flow rider.
Do the flow rider, which is boogie boarding and stand-up surfing on the back of the actual cruise ship. So we're done riding. We still have fun things to do.
Bike Sport Radio will be out later for Flow Rider, probably listening to the hoots and howls, huh?
Absolutely.
Fabulous tour, man. It's the first time. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well done. Very well done.
First trip, ran into a couple of hiccups, little minor things, but all in all, I think we pulled it off pretty well. We got a lot of good miles in. We saw a lot of cool attractions, so it turned out to be a very positive trip. Looks like it's going to work out quite well in the future.
All right. Well, here's to you and Archer Travel and Easy Cycles. Thanks for a great tour.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us on the tour.
All right. Thanks.
Flow Rider. We got to talk about Flow Rider. Flow Rider was part of the mountain bike cruise. It's a water jet type thing. You've got thousands and thousands of feet per second of water flowing by, and these mountain bikers with great balance jump on the boogie board and get on the Flow Rider and just splash about. We didn't see anybody stand on a boogie board, but it was pretty awesome. Even Ron Archer himself was out there, so listen to some of these wild sounds of Flow Rider.
Bike Sport Radio's here at Flow Rider watching the wipeouts. Woo! Flow Rider. What is it? It's a surfing machine. It's a surfing machine where you have water going by at 1,000 feet per second.
It's Friday
and, oh, did you feel the ship? Whoa! And we got hurricane winds too. Who's this? Minnesota. Is that Minnesota girl?
Yeah.
It's Minnesota girl. Woo! Wiping out.
And Bob is up next.
Bobby and Nicot on deck.
I'm going to take a photo of him.
Okay, here comes Bobby Endicott, oldest guy on the tour, almost.
Almost, yeah.
Getting ready to jump. And this is water flowing over a rubber mat uphill. And it's like, God, the boat is willy wiggly. Can you feel the boat?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to have an instructor.
Go, Bobby!
Woo!
Bob! Yeah! Whoa! Pedal, kick, kick! Kick! He's going. He's still on it. Oh, he's up. He's up the hill. He's down the hill. He's right in the water. Jets. He can't breathe. Oh, he's going up the hill again. He's back. He's standing up. He's on the boogie board. Woo! Go, Bo! Wipe out.
Woo!
That's pretty good. Was that his first time?
Yeah, first time ever.
Dang. Oh, you've got Anna on the Flow Rider on her belly. She doesn't have any
moves there. Let's see if she's got some moves to stand up. And she's pushing with her arms, trying to get up on her knees on the boogie board. And whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, she's going to lose it. Nope, she's still. Oh, she's doing a 360. Woo! Wiped out. Wiped out. And then we got Ron on deck again. Ron Archer on deck. Let's go. This is Ron Archer on the Flow Rider. There he goes. Yeah. Roddy. Hang on. Do a flip now. He's on his knees. There he is. He's on his knees. And it's pushing him back up the hill. And now he's coming down. Oh, cheating. Cheating. No help from the attendant allowed. Oh, Ron. Ron Archer on the Flow Rider. Pushing the old. Whoa! We got major. Major riptide. We got a major riptide going here. What the heck happened? There we go. Okay, now they're releasing him again. After, oh, he's knocking it off balance again. Go, Ron! Woo! Wipe out. He's out.
Baby.
No, he's done.
Flow Rider. That was a blast watching these mountain bikers get wet and half drowned out there on the Bike Magazine cruise.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, another Bike Sport Radio coming to a close, and we typically talk about a little advocate issue or activism in the community. Hull, Wisconsin, for example. What the hell is Hull up to? Some of you may have heard about them wanting to propose a ban on riding your bike and walking as well. They're proposing to require permits for groups. I mean, come on, that's really messing with your freedom to travel rights there. So what the hull, get it together. Don't do it. Don't even think about it. And thanks for listening, everybody. And when you're out there driving your car, remember, you drive your car in consideration for cyclists. And when you ride your bike, you drive your bike just like you would your car. We'll be talking to you next time on Bike Sport Radio.